live from Tehran. You're watching The Top 5 with me, Homa Lezgi. Our first story, Israel says it has successfully conducted a joint missile test in the Mediterranean Sea amid high tensions in the region over a possible attack on Syria. According to the Israeli Ministry of Military Affairs, an Anchor-type radar missile was launched in the joint test with the U.S. Israeli media say the missile was fired to simulate ballistic missiles such as Shahab and Scud. News of the operation came after Russian media said the country's radar systems had spotted two, quote, ballistic objects in the region. The missile test comes as tensions running high due to a possible U.S. strike on Syria over allegations of chemical weapons use by Damascus. The Pentagon, however, says the test has nothing to do with the Syrian attack and has been long planned. Hanna Ghassis is our correspondent with me now live from Ramallah. So, Hanna, although we're hearing comments from the Pentagon now that there is no relation with an attack on Syria and the joint drill, others are saying that actually this could be the starting point of a military strike. What are you hearing?
Well, what I'm hearing is that this is another Israeli provocation and instigation in the region amid the high tensions going on in the area. And many Palestinian observers have stated that this is an act done by Israel in order to convince their friends in the Congress and Senate to approve U.S. President Barack Obama's warmongering and attacks on Syria.
So basically, as you said there, the idea is then that the United States may not be too ambitious when it comes to a Syria attack, and it's Israel trying to pressure the U.S. into launching an attack. Is that so?
Yes, that's exactly so, especially considering the fact that there are a lot of U.S. congressmen and women, as well as senators, who have who have been influenced by AIPAC and by the Zionist lobbies and Israeli lobbies inside of the U.S., and that this move is just to convince them to support President Obama's warmongering and almost certain attack now on Syria.
Yes,
and on the Arab Syrian army.
Yes, and tell us about this joint drill as well. I mean, of course, the U.S. is saying this kind of operation had long been planned beforehand, but what is the joint drill basically about? What operations is it going to include? How long is it going to take? And what are observers saying about it?
Well, they haven't really made any of that public. They only said it was, they only mentioned that it was a joint drill after the Russian media had pointed it out. And many observers are claiming that if the Russians had not pointed out that there were missile activities in the Mediterranean, then neither the Israelis nor the Americans would have ever mentioned that they had fired these missiles in the region.
So just before we leave you, Hanna, a lot has been said about Israel's role in the Syria crisis as well. What can you tell us about the operations or the kinds of activities that Israel has been engaged in when it comes to Syria during this conflict, and whether, if a U.S. strike does take place, Israel is going to participate in it?
Well, what is known now and what is documented is that the Israeli regime had called on several thousands of its reserve soldiers in order to be ready, and that some of them are already stationed at the northern border of the occupied 1948 of occupied Palestine on the borders with Syria, and that they have moved some of their defense missile or anti-missile defense systems up north also on the Syrian border. So it seems like Israel will participate in one way or another, since they have been calling for the downfall of President Bashar al-Assad and the Syrian government for quite a while now.
Hanna Ghassis, our correspondent in Ramallah there. Hanna, thank you very much.